Today is our son's 9th birthday. He's in 3rd grade this year, and at our house, there is a children's book series that is very popular. It's called I Survived. Now, these children's historical fiction novels are tales of stories of extraordinary events in history through the eyes of a child. I survived the sinking of the Titanic. I survived the bombing of Pearl Harbor. I survived Hurricane Katrina. Now, I can't help but wonder if there won't one day be an edition called I Survived 2020. There are 20 books so far, and each one is told through the eyes of a young person who lived to tell the tale. As I was reading Psalm 78 this week, I couldn't help but think, what an I Survived story that would make. If you have your Bible or Bible app, turn with me to Psalm 78, 1 through 4. It says this, "Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done." Psalm 78 goes on to tell a long, dark story. God called our ancestors in the faith out of Egypt into a new life of abundance in the Promised Land. The people were called to undertake a difficult journey of faith. But this isn't history told for the sake of record keeping. It's history with a lesson. Look at this pattern in Psalm 78. He led them with a cloud. They sinned still more against Him. They tested God in their heart. He rained down manna to eat. In spite of this, they still sinned. He atoned for their iniquity. The psalm tells us the story of how Israel continued breaking God's covenant while God continued keeping it. Psalm 78 reveals to us the constant complaining, the defiance of the Israelites. It's a record of rebellion and sin, but it's also a record of redemption and forgiveness. God's faithfulness to sometimes unfaithful people. This year, we've heard again and again that we're living in unprecedented times. But when I read Psalm 78, I'm somehow comforted because the words of the psalmist remind me that the troubles and the challenges and the bad years are nothing new. People living then experienced the same things we do. Frustration, confusion, tension. They grumbled and complained. They experienced conflict and stress and anger. 2020 has definitely been complicated and messy, collectively and individually. I know people have lost jobs and businesses. Others have lost their good health or lost family members. And work and school and church all look different. People are making decisions where sometimes there just aren't good choices. Tensions are high, and while we know that we're supposed to trust God and love one another, the truth is sometimes we just don't do it very well. And so I think that this year we're a little quicker to get angry. I think that sometimes we're faster to snap back at someone with a different opinion. Faster to reply with self-righteous anger on social media, faster to grumble and complain, just like the Israelites did, and quicker to forget that God will provide. Think about it this way. If I squeeze a lemon, what comes out? Well, juice every single time, and not just any juice, lemon juice. Now, let's assume that this lemon isn't a lemon, but it's you. And when someone squeezes you, meaning they put pressure on you, whether it's a family member, a coworker, or someone you don't even know in traffic or who cuts in front of you at the store, maybe they say something you don't agree with or they think differently than you, what comes out? When you squeeze a lemon, it's what's inside that comes out. Well, sometimes what comes out of us is anger and offense and bitterness, and we feel justified. We think, well, I was provoked. Maybe the other person is out of line, or maybe they are 100% wrong, and you can just feel the tension. And just like that lemon, whatever's on the inside is what comes out under pressure. What comes out is what's inside. And that same logic applies to us. In hard times, it's the gospel that needs to be revealed. Friends, our world has been turned upside down this year, but God is still blessing us, still redeeming us. We're still here. We're still breathing. We're still worshiping. Do people see that in us? I don't think stressful situations bring out the worst in people. I think that sometimes they just reveal what is already there. Do people see the love of God in you, even on your worst day? Psalm 78 reminds us of all the wonders God has done to bring His people to this point. And we are urged to listen, to take notice. He wants us to learn a lesson from those who have gone before us. And He wants us to tell those stories to those coming after us. He's telling us, don't forget. Remember God's mercy and faithfulness. Remember what He has done on your behalf. Psalm 78:1 begins with, "Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth." That phrase, incline your ears, that isn't telling us to just listen the way we ordinarily do. It means listen in a way a disciple listens to their teacher, earnest and attentive. So whatever is said may be heard and applied. Think of it this way. You can read a great Bible story like the story of Noah's Ark. And it can just be a story about a man who built a boat to save himself and his family and the animals from the flood. Or it can be a reminder that by the grace of God, good will triumph over evil. You can read a story like David and Goliath, and you can see a boy who brought down a mighty giant with a slingshot and a stone. Or you can read that story and also see an assurance that with God on your side, you have the ability to overcome whatever giant you're facing. There's always more to the story if we're willing to listen. I'll let you in on a secret. When you learn from God's Word each week in the worship service, well, how much you learn has less to do with the message of the preacher and more to do with the condition of your heart. If you want to reap a harvest, you better till the soil. If you want to be spiritually fed, you better come hungry. If you want to learn, you listen more than you speak. Incline your ears, the psalmist says. God tells us that no matter our age or how long we've been a Christian, we need to still be teachable. We all have a choice. We can age in our faith or we can grow in our faith. I think about those I Survived children's books, and I know that we have all survived things in this life. We all have stories to tell, things we've endured, things we've overcome. And sometimes we want to gloss over the scary parts, the embarrassing parts, but those stories are ones that someone needs to hear. They need to hear about your trials and temptations, about your sin and God's grace, about your need and His provision. They need to hear about your greatest challenges, about the hardest lessons that you've learned along the way. They need to hear about your life and to hear about your God. Whether you're 100 years old or 10 years old, you have something to share. The part the writer of this psalm didn't know when he wrote it was the rest of the story, that God in his mercy sends Jesus, and our cycle of sin is finally broken, finally forgiven. In Jesus, we're empowered to remember God's mercy. In Jesus, our rebellion leads to true repentance. In Jesus, we set our hopes on God. We survive by the grace of God. Don't forget, because that, my friends, is worth remembering. Friends, this week, what are you adding to your to-don't list? Maybe we need to add, don't forget. As you go throughout this week, remember that God goes before you. He has blessed you. He has given you an I Survive story to tell. And I challenge you to share that story with those who need to hear it. We'll see you again next week.